We now begin the ninth and final chapter of Maseches Bechoros, and the topic of this chapter actually is something unrelated to Bechoros. It's about Maaser Behema, the tithing of one's livestock, and it finds itself here in Maseches Bechoros because there are many halachas in common between the Maaser and the Bechor in terms of as a korban. Really, they're offered the same way with the single blood application, the blood is applied the same way, the emurim are the same as always, it's eaten in Yerushalayim, as Kachem Kalam, in the same way. The difference, of course, being that the Bechor is the property of the Kohen and eaten by the Kohen and his family, whereas the Maaser is the property of the owner of the animal, they call him the farmer, whether he's a Kohen or otherwise, he brings it as a korban, but he eats it himself. So the basic idea of Maaser Behema is that once a year, and the years are measured from Rosh Chodesh El to Rosh Chodesh El, one is to tithe all of his livestock in each of his flocks. So we're talking a flock be like all the goats and sheep together, or the herd, all his cattle, his cows together. And then he puts them all into a corral. And then the 10th, if they're, let's say they're cows, and let's say there are 15 cows, he puts all 15 inside the corral. The 10th one out, he marks with a red mark, so he knows which one's the Maaser. He then has to verbally consecrate it and designate it as the Maaser. He says, Harezu Maaser. And that becomes now consecrated as a Maaser Behema. If the animal is a tam, eligible for being brought as a korban, it gets kedushas mizbeach, gets internal kedushas haguf, and is brought as a korban. If it is a balmum and can't be brought, then immediately can be eaten then and there, no further restriction. Even if he brings it as a korban, so again, he'll take it to Yerushalayim and eat it there, but the point is he gets to eat it. So don't think of Maaser as some kind of like tax he's losing out on, right? He gets the animal for himself. It's just that he brings it as a to Hashem to recognize everything he gets comes from Hashem. Now, that's the gist of the Mishnah. Here we'll go into more details as we go. So here, this Mishnah is inside as follows. Maaser Behema noag ba'aretz uvechutz la'aretz. First of all, you should know that the mitzvah of Maaser Behema, when the pasuk says, ha'asir yeh kodesh, the temlosh be kodesh, v'chol maaser bakar v'tzon, kol asher yavor tachas ha'shevet ha'asir yeh kodesh l'ashem, all of your livestock, your cattle and your herds, goat and sheep, they pass me the shevet, the staff, and the 10th one becomes Kodesh, okay? So that applies just as much in Eretz Yisrael or outside of Eretz Yisrael. B'fnei ha'bayis v'lo b'fnei ha'bayis. It applies equally whether you're talking about in a time when the Beis HaMikdash exists or when the Beis HaMikdash no longer exists. There's still a mitzvah to separate the 10th animal as Maaser Behema. Now, of course, if you have no Beis HaMikdash or you live in Chutz La'aretz and you can't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, so then that 10th animal sort of is just in a holding pattern waiting to be brought as a korban. You can do nothing with it. You can't do giz and avod like the bechor. You can't shear it or work it. You can't milk it if it's a sheep, etc. You're waiting to bring it as a korban. If it gets a blemish, becomes a bal mum kavua, at that point you can slaughter it. It's kind of like the bechor. Once it gets that blemish, you can slaughter it and eat it locally wherever you are without any further requirements for kedusha or korban or whatever the story is. Okay. Now, Chazal already in Talmudic times realized, listen, without a Beis HaMikdash, this is just an accident waiting to happen because it could take years for an animal to get a mum. Maybe it'll never get a mum. And therefore, they were concerned. People sort of have these consecrated animals roaming about. Eventually, they'll mistakenly shear it or work it or milk it, whatever the story is. And therefore, they put an end to that in the meantime. So therefore, the minhag is now when the halach is not to do it, not to separate a Maaser Behema, because you can't bring it as a korban at the current moment. Says the Mishnah further, Bechulin avlo b'mukdashin. It applies to all of your chulin, your non-consecrated animals, but it doesn't include your consecrated animals. Meaning, if you've set aside an animal now to be, let's say, to be a chatas or to be a shlamim, so then that animal would not go into the corral and be part of the animals that are counted every 10th, because the pasuk says that the 10th one shall become kodesh, ha'asiri yiyeh kodesh, and if it already is kodesh, then it's not applicable. Okay? Vinog babakar uvitzon, it applies both to cattle, meaning cows, so we're talking about calves in their first year, essentially, normally. Uvitzon, son means your small domestic animals, meaning specifically goats and sheep. The pasuk is explicit. The pasuk says, v'im min hatzon karbono, if his animals, his korban, his offering is from the tzon, the flocks, min hakavasim o min ha'izim, meaning it comes from the sheep or from the goats specifically. So they are a group. So it's those three things, cows, goats, sheep. That's always a list because those are the only types of mammals, domestic, you know, livestock mammals that can be brought as korbanos. The enemis asrim is ze al ze. Now, there are two subcategories. You have the bakar, the cattle, which are like the cows, and you have the tzon, which are the goat and sheep. And you can't tithe one on the other. So you don't put goats and cows in a corral together and every 10th animal out the gate. You mark, no, that won't work, because then you'd be tithing goats on sheep or vice versa. Rather, you have to put all the cows you have into one corral and do the tithing then, and all the goats and sheep into a separate corral and do the tithing then. Note, if you had less than 10, let's say you have fewer than 10 cows, you won't do any Maaser Behemah because you don't get the 10. If you have 19 cows, you'll put all 19 in the corral, but only one, the 10th one out, will be the Maaser Behemah. If you have 20, then you'll have two, the 10th and the 20th. That's the idea here. So says the Mishnah, Einam Misasher Mizal Zeh, you don't tithe cows on behalf of goats and sheep, or vice versa. But Kvasim Ve'izim U'Misasher Mizal Zeh, when it comes to the sheep and the goats, you do tithe one on the other. I'm not sure what that Vav Umis Asr is actually doing, to be honest. But in any case, you do tithe one on the other, meaning that if you have, for argument's sake, 10 goats and 10 sheep in the herd, you'll put them all into the corral, and number 10 and number 20 out are both consecrated as Miser. It doesn't matter if both of them are goats or both of them are sheep. It doesn't make a difference. Bechadash Uve Yashan, it applies both to this year's, I'll call it crop, that was born, as well as last year's. Now, this is saying if you failed to tithe your animals last year, there exists an obligation to tithe it this year. However, ve'ena misasr mizeh al zeh, you don't tithe one on the other, meaning this year's crop of animals, they are tithed as one group, and last year's is a different group if you didn't do it before. So you don't put, if you had 5 last year and 5 this year, you don't put any in the corral. If you have 10 this year and 10 last year, you have to make two separate tithing processes. That's the idea over here. Now, the last part of the Mishnah is going to essentially raise a question from what is a kol vachomer, okay? So like Talmudic logic, and it's going to say, wait a second. It's very strange that you're combining the goats and sheep together if you're not allowed to combine this year and last year's crops together, because this year and last year's crops are pretty similar, right? They're the same, this year's cows and last year's cows, this year's sheep and last year's sheep. What's the difference, really? As opposed to goats and sheep, which really are halachically very distinct. In fact, they are kilayim one with the other, meaning the Torah prohibits, as two separate prohibitions, you can't, let's say, work a goat and a sheep together. They couldn't, pull the same thing at the same time. Or you can't mate them, crossbreed them together. So you see that goats and sheep are really distinct, separate things. So it's still strange that you're allowed to tie them as a single unit, meaning if you have 5 goats and 5 sheep, that triggers the obligation to now tie them as a single herd of 10. You can take one on behalf of the other. That's, or if you have 10 of each, you can take 2 goats, and that exempts the sheep and so on. It seems very strange, says the Mishnah, based on this Talmudic logic that they're halakhically very different because they're kilayim. Nevertheless, we're going to have a pasuk which says, notwithstanding that, the flock that's sown is indeed tithed as a single flock, which are constitute both the sheep and the goats together. Into the Mishnah says as follows. Shahaya Bedin, Talmudic logic would dictate, meaning the rules of Kol Vachomer, Ma ima chadash v'yashan, when it comes to this year's crop of animals and last year's crop of animals, she'enin kilayim zeh bazeh, they're halachli not different, meaning they're not kilayim, you could mate them together, you could work them together, and nevertheless, ein misasr mizeh zeh, but you can't tie them together because we treat them as two separate things. Hakavasim va'izim, when it comes to sheep and goats, shehem kilayim zebazeh, they're halachli distinct. They're actually kilayim with each other, and you can't mate them together, you can't work them together. Eino din, doesn't it stand to reason, shelo yisasru mizeh al zeh? Doesn't it make sense that you wouldn't be allowed to put all 20 of your 10 goats and 10 sheep into a single corral and take out 2 goats and exempt the sheep? Doesn't make sense. Talmud lomar, however, the pasuk explicitly comes to teach you to the contrary, because the pasuk says v'chol maser bakar v'tzon. V'tzon, that's the Mishnah quotes here, v'tzon and the flock. Now, a flock means both sheep and goats. Kol esher yavar tachas hasheva, they go together to pass beneath the staff as they come out of the corral. And therefore, mashma, it implies that kol tzon, all the animals that constitute the category of tzon, of flock, meaning both kvasim and izim, both sheep and goats, are included together. And that's explicit. Like I told you, the pasuk, I read it to you before, but I'll just say it to you again. The pasuk says, ve'im min hatzon, if you're talking about the flock of the tzon, karbono, min hakvasim o min ha'izim, both the sheep and goats are included together. So therefore, that's halacha. Indeed, you have two batches. You have all the cattle, meaning the calves in one corral, and then the tzon, meaning both the goat and sheep, in another corral together. Now, lehalach, I need to speak out one more thing, which is, although the Bar Tanura explicitly says the halacha is that Rosh Chodesh Elul is the end of the, is the new fiscal year, if you will, for Maaser Behema, that's the first mission Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam doesn't possibly, the Rambam possibly, like the other sheet, that it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, is like good old-fashioned Rosh Hashanah, that's the beginning of the new year for Maaser Behema, and that's really the cutoff. So, notwithstanding the mission, how I explain like the Bar Tanura, a stance of the real halacha l'maisa would follow the Rambam.